This is program number LW2293. Well, the guy is a preacher who tells this story. Hi, this is Larry West. Tune in on it. It's a story of two kids in two families. The fellow who tells it is a fellow named Warren Douglas. He says, "Years ago, while I was serving as an evangelist for a church in the western part of the United States, I experienced something with two different kids that I suppose I will never forget." He says, "In the first instance, I was visiting in the home of a family that had not attended church in some time. The little 5-year-old girl came into the room that day and interrupted the conversation. She asked me to do her a favor. She said, 'My Sunday school teacher was helping us to make a lamb out of paper and cotton. We haven't been to Sunday school in a long time,' she said, 'and I'm afraid she might throw mine away. Will you ask her not to throw it away? Mommy said that we will go again pretty soon.' 'I promised her,' said Warren, 'I would tell the teacher.' Her mother hurried the little girl out of the room. 'There was a lump in my throat,' said Warren. Then he said, 'A few weeks later, I was at the door of the church building, shaking hands with people after the sermon. A little 4-year-old boy came up to me and tugged on my hand. He asked if he could whisper something to me. I bent down to listen. He said, 'Would you ask my mommy to bring me to Sunday school? I think they will if you will ask them to, but don't tell them I told you to ask.' Then Warren said, he hurried away, leaving me with another lump in my throat. A little girl with shining eyes, her little face aglow, said, 'Daddy, it's time for Bible school. Come on now, let's go.' 'Oh, no,' said Dad, 'not today. I've worked so hard this week, I must have a day of rest. I'm going to the creek, for there I can relax and rest, and fishing's fine, they say. So run along, don't bother me. We'll go to church someday.' Months and years have passed on by, but Dad now hears no more. 'Let's go to Bible school. These childish days are o'er.' And now that Dad is growing old, his hair is turning gray, he finds time to go to church. But what does daughter say? 'Oh, no, dear Dad, not today. I've stayed up most the night, and I must get myself some sleep. Besides, I look a fright.' Old Dad now lifts a trembling hand to brush away the tear. He seems to hear the pleading voice distinctly through the years. He sees a small girl's little face upturned with eyes aglow. 'It's almost time for Bible school. Please, Daddy, can we go?' Dad, Mom, think about this. Every child has a right to be both well-fed and well-led. Not too many weeks ago, a father picked up the phone to answer it, and it was one of those phone calls no parent ever wants to get. The voice said, 'Mr.,' and he called him by his name. The father said, 'Yes.' The voice said, 'This is Sergeant so-and-so. Your son has just been involved in a serious car accident. He's in the emergency room. You and your wife need to get here as soon as possible.' Well, Mom and Dad jumped into the car, rushed to the emergency room, and found their son bleeding and dying. With tears in their eyes, Dad tried his best to encourage his boy, saying things like, 'You know, you're going to be all right, son. They're going to take care of you. You're going to make it.' And the boy said, 'Dad, don't lie to me. I know I'm dying.' Then the boy said, 'Dad, when I die, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to bury me in a grave nearest the road, and on my tombstone, I want you to engrave these words: Here lies a boy who died and went to hell, a son who never heard his father pray.' Every child has a right to be both well-fed and well-led. Mom, Dad, your kids are being led. They're following you. There's no doubt about it. Now, which way are you leading them?" I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. The responsibility rests on you. Whether or not you want it, that makes no difference at all. The responsibility rests on you. I have a Bible study course I think will help. It's yours free. I'd sure like to send it to you. I know it will help. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.